page 24. Measure number 24-488, Aurora Rural Fire Protection District. 5-year levy for maintaining current 24/7 staffing and operations. Question, shall district replace rate with $1.51 per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years beginning 2024, maintaining current staffing 24/7? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Aurora Fire is seeking a 5-year local option tax to maintain current operations without hiring additional staff. Levy increase will keep current career EMTs and firefighters on duty 24/7. Without levy, the district will lay off half of current staff, and 24/7 coverage from career firefighters will end. The district currently has funding for 2 firefighters per 24 hours. This is below national standards of staffing of a 3-person minimum crew. AFD responds to roughly 1,300 emergencies a year. The amount of calls has stretched current resources thin. Demands on volunteers have become increasingly difficult to balance. We can no longer rely on a volunteer response due to increased demand. This levy replaces the current rate of 99 cents. The proposed rate will raise approximately $1,620,176 in 2024-25, $1,668,782 in 2025-26, $1,718,845 in 2026-27, $1,770,411 in 2027-28, and $1,823,523 in 2028-29. No arguments were filed in opposition to this measure. Explanatory statement, quick facts. Without a levy increase, we will lay off half or more, 3 to 4 of our current career firefighters. Without a levy increase, we will no longer have the ability to provide 24/7 response with career firefighters. This levy does not add any additional staffing. Volunteer numbers continue to decrease nationwide. Response times will be impacted. We are looking at all of our options, including mergers, consolidation, and or contracts for services from neighboring agencies. Responding to around 1,300 emergencies per year, AFD provides firefighting, rescue, and emergency medical services, or EMS, to residents within 64 square miles of Marion and Clackamas counties. We protect the cities of Aurora and Donald, as well as the Aurora Airport, portions of Shampooey State Park, and Interstate 5. This levy would allow us to keep our current career EMT firefighters. We now have reached the point where we can no longer rely on a volunteer response. This levy will replace the current rate of 99 cents, making the new levy amount $1.51 per $1,000 of assessed value. This represents a 52-cent increase. With the failure of our request in May to hire additional firefighters, we are asking our voters to allow us to keep the staffing that we currently have. Currently, there are 2 career firefighters on duty 24/7, which is below national standards. With this request, we are attempting to maintain our current firefighters 24/7. We have simply become too busy with the limited personnel we have. The district has a small group of qualified volunteers who serve in all positions from duty officer to our newest recruit. However, time demands on volunteer firefighters have reached a point where it is difficult to recruit and, more importantly, retain volunteers. Family life, job requirements, and increased emergency calls have changed the face of the fire service both nationwide and locally. Ask yourself this. Do you have time to volunteer? Page 25. The district recruits volunteers who live and or work within the community and can respond to emergency calls. We also recruit out-of-district volunteers who may live anywhere throughout the Willamette Valley and sign up for shifts, generally 8 to 24 hours in length, in Aurora or Donald. Our student program exists to provide staffing and a career path to college students. The district strives to maintain 6 student firefighters and place them on shifts, currently helping to ensure a staffed fire engine. When recruited, these students are among the newest and most inexperienced members. Information submitted by Joshua L. Williams, Fire Chief, Aurora Fire District. And here's a reminder on page 25, how to contact the Marion County Clerk's Election Department. In person, 555 Court Street, Northeast, Suite 2130, 2nd Floor, Salem, Oregon, 97301. By mail, Post Office Box 14500, Salem, Oregon, 97309. By telephone, 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. By TTY, deaf or hearing impaired device required, 1-800-735-2900. By fax, 503-588-5383. By email, elections@co.marion.or.us. Website, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Office hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Hours on Election Day, November 7th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Page 26, beginning arguments in support of Measure 488. Dear voters of Aurora Fire District, we need your help to maintain the current level of fire and emergency medical services that you have come to rely on. Aurora Fire District responds to approximately 1,300 emergency calls annually, providing firefighting, rescue, and emergency medical services to residents within 64 square miles of Marion and Clackamas counties. Our coverage area includes the cities of Aurora and Donald, 91 and North Marion schools, Aurora and Lindhart airports, portions of Shampooey State Park, and Interstate 5. Unfortunately, our request to hire additional firefighters failed by 4 votes in May, so now we ask you, the voters, to approve this levy to maintain our current staffing level. Currently, we have 2 career firefighters on duty 24/7. If the levy doesn't pass, we will have to lay off half of our current career firefighters and will no longer be able to provide 24/7 responses. Volunteer firefighter numbers continue to decline nationwide. Although we have a small group of dedicated volunteers who serve in all positions, from duty officer to our newest student recruit, it has become challenging to recruit and, most importantly, retain them. Family life, job requirements, and increased emergency calls have changed the face of fire service nationally and locally. We ask you to consider this. Do you have time to volunteer? Passing this levy would allow us to keep our current career EMT firefighters. The new levy of $1.51 per $1,000 of assessed value represents a 52-cent increase, replacing the current rate of 99 cents. Without passage, response times may be impacted. Your board of directors is exploring all options, including mergers and consolidation, but we would prefer Aurora Fire District remain independent. We kindly ask for your help in ensuring the continued 24/7 protection of our communities by your local first responders and fire district. Please vote in favor of this levy and help us help you. Sincerely, Board of Directors, Aurora Fire District. This information furnished by Deborah Garner on behalf of Aurora Fire District number 63. Also on page 26, another argument in support. Dear voters, we are your neighbors, your co-workers, your friends and family. We work hard to make ends meet, earn a living, and care for our families. While many of us work careers elsewhere, we devote our time to study, train, and respond to our community in their time of need whenever the call for help comes in. We are the District 63 Volunteer Firefighters. The many challenges and growth our region has experienced have placed a burden on all of us, but it's important that we ask you to vote for this levy to allow us to continue serving. The reality we face today is that without your help, our fire district will not be able to meet the demand on its own. Without your help, we will have to rely on other agencies to pick up the slack. That means longer response times, increased risk to responders, and less control over how we want our community protected. Our volunteers are very honored to serve and would love to be able to respond to every call, but these difficult times don't allow us the privilege. We need our career staff to answer the call when we cannot and to support us when we can. With your help, the fire district can maintain existing staffing and continue our work as safely and effectively as possible. Please support this levy and allow us to continue providing this important service for our community. Whether paid or volunteer, we are all equally proud of the job we do for you and hope that we can have the means to continue. Respectfully, District 63 Volunteer Firefighters. This information furnished by Matthew M. Bathke on behalf of District 63 Firefighters. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 27, another argument in support. Citizens of Aurora Fire District, the Aurora Fire District career firefighters wish to express our strong and unwavering support for local option levy 24-488, which we believe is crucial for ensuring the safety and well-being of our community. As career firefighters, our primary mission is to protect and serve the residents of Aurora, Butteville, Donald, and surrounding areas. We take immense pride in our commitment to this profession, and our dedication to safeguarding lives and property remains unwavering. However, we can only fulfill this duty effectively when we have the necessary resources and support from our community. Local option levy 24-488 represents an opportunity to invest in our future of our fire district. By approving this levy, we can secure the funding required to maintain the level of service we provide to our community. This levy will enable us to maintain current staffing, thus ensuring we continue to have 24/7 coverage to respond to emergencies promptly. By voting yes on local option levy 24-488, you are helping to ensure that the community served by Aurora Fire District remains a safe and resilient place to live, work, and raise families. We understand that every dollar counts, and we do not take lightly the responsibility of asking our community for support. We assure you the funds generated by this levy will be used efficiently and transparently to meet the needs of the fire district. Please join us in supporting the safety of our community by voting yes for local option levy 24-488. Your support is vital, and it will make a significant difference in our ability to continue providing the high level of fire and emergency services that the citizens of Aurora Fire District have come to expect. Thank you for your time, consideration, and ongoing support. Sincerely, Aurora Fire District Career Firefighters. This information furnished by Tanner Burke. Also on page 27, a final argument in support. Dear Aurora Fire District voters, I am writing to ask your support for the Aurora Fire District levy to allow for continued staffing. For over 45 years, Woodburn Ambulance Service has worked in close partnership with Aurora Fire District to provide excellent emergency medical services and ambulance transport to those in need. The demands of ever-increasing training, more calls, and shifting demographics make it harder and harder to recruit volunteers for this important first response. The levy will allow for Aurora to maintain current staffing and assure a first response is available 24/7. As your paramedic ambulance provider, we are fortunate to have highly trained volunteer and career staff assistants within Aurora Fire District on emergency medical calls. We train together, share the same physician, medical director, and often respond together. We urge you to support this level of response by voting yes on Measure 24-488. Sincerely, Sean Baird, paramedic, CEO, Woodburn Ambulance Service. This information furnished by Sean Baird on behalf of Woodburn Ambulance. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.